Did you meet Johnny Lee Wills, Bob's brother?
Yes, at a rodeo. Yeah, they were playing in Claremore. And so I wasn't bashful about going up and to ask if I could sing with someone. So they let me sing with them there.
Oh.
At the parade, and then later on. And he invited me to come be on the radio show.
So you did sing with Johnny Lee Wills on certain shows?
Well, not that many, but I did some, you know, at rodeos if he was playing, before I had met Bob.
They were two different kind of people, though, weren't they? Bob was maybe outgoing and Johnny wasn't? Or what would be the difference between the two?
I would say that Johnny Lee was the friendliest of the two, but someone else might tell you different there.
Bob was more standoffish, maybe?
Well, he was such a, you know, a famous person that he couldn't stop and visit with everybody. And Johnny Lee did.
Yeah.
And somehow I noticed that, which I admired, you know, Johnny Lee for.
You recorded some songs with Bob Wills.
Yes. MGM. I have the record in my house. My son had it framed, and it's in my living room. And it was I'm Tired of Living This Lie.
And then Little Girl, you recorded?
Little Girl, yeah. It's on the back of that.
I went on YouTube, and I was able to bring you up, and when you were singing that song, I'm Tired of Living This Life, I heard you sing that yesterday when I was getting ready for this. It was fun to hear you sing and how good you were, but there you are on what we now know as YouTube, and you can hear yourself sing. I'm sure you've done that already.
Well, the only thing, you know, I'm my own worst critic, as so many people are, I think, entertainers are. Yeah, that was really a big thrill for me to get to record that with them.
Did you do many just record yodeling records?
No, I didn't. I did Bet My Heart, you know, it had been done before by Laura Lee, and she really did a great job on it. Mine was a little different. You know, there's yodeling, and it's different. But unless you're a yodeler, you may not notice that.
Are you able to do a little yodeling now?
Well, yodelay, yodelow, yodelow-dee, yodelay, yodelow-dee. Did you hear that?
I sure did. That was fun. You know, you are so fortunate. I know you don't want me to tell anybody that you're 90 years old.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you already have, haven't you? Uh-huh.
All right. But your voice is so strong, and when you just did that, that takes strength to be able to yodel. That is pretty amazing. Hey, amazing.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes. Wow.
Wait. You don't ever quit. I mean, you've got to practice, keep it up.
Do you do any singing? I mean, for yourself now to kind of keep your voice strong? Do you sing?
I do go outside and sing. I live out in the country.
Yeah.
And so I like to go outside late in the afternoons and sing.
Can you hear a little singing? Just one song? I mean, not a whole song. You don't have to, but kind of do a little verse of some song that you'd like to do here?
Okay, I'm trying to think what song would be best. I know so many.
Okay.
Why should I cry over you, dear, when you never cried over me? You want a taste without giving. That's why our hearts disagree. You called our dream world a prison, but from now on, you'll be free. Why should I cry over you when you never cry over me? that's not my best.
Hey, we're all applauding here for you. That was fun.
Well, thank you.
That was fun. Thank you. Thank you so much. How many years did you travel with Bob Wills?
Well, I like to say off and on for about 20 years. I didn't travel with him that long, like 2 years to start with, and then for special occasions. And I did the deal in Nashville, you know, they had every year. He wanted me to go and sing with them. They were playing for FanFest. I think it was FanFest, something they were having down there. So that was fun to go do that again. And because everybody in your audience, they were all famous. That was, well, that's all I had in the audience, other famous people. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm famous, but the people were in the audience.
Yeah. When Bob was in the twilight of his career, he called you, didn't he? He wanted you to go back into the RCA studios in Nashville?
Yes.
And you recorded two songs, I Bet You My Heart I Love You and Don't Send Him Back to Me.
Yes. Bob, Rusty MacDonald wrote Don't Send Him Back to Me, I think. I think I'm right on that.